This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. The president and government of Finland have announced the previously neutral Nordic country that shares a long border with Russia intends to apply for membership in NATO, paving the way for the 30-member Western military alliance to expand. AP correspondent Charles Ledesma reports.
Top NATO diplomats are meeting to discuss providing further support to Ukraine and moves by Finland, Sweden and others to join NATO in the face of Russian threats. The Finnish parliament is expected to endorse the decision in coming days, but it's considered a formality. Then a membership application will be submitted to NATO headquarters in Brussels, most likely next week. Sweden has also already taken steps toward joining the alliance, while Georgia's bid is again being discussed despite dire warnings from Moscow. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
World leaders descended on the United Arab Emirates on Sunday to offer condolences to new leader Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan on the death of his half-brother, President Khalifa bin Zayed, in a show of support to a key regional player. Sheikh Mohammed, now ruler of wealthy Abu Dhabi Emirate, steered the Western Allied Gulf state and OPEC oil producer and regional business hub for years before being named the UAE's third president by a federal Supreme Council on Saturday. The UAE, along with Bahrain, upended decades of Arab consensus by forging relations with Israel, creating a new anti-Iran axis in the region and drawing Palestinian ire. The Palestinian president was also due in Abu Dhabi on Sunday, as was Britain's prime minister. U.S. President Joe Biden, whose administration has fraught ties with the UAE, will be represented by Vice President Kamala Harris due to visit Monday. This is VOA.